It's Friday, and I figure we're entitled to a little lighter subject material on this commentary, so here we go. Now, I want to be as clear about this as I possibly can. I do not want coffee in my Coke, and I don't want Coke in my coffee. What in the name of Fresca is Coca-Cola doing? Here again is another example of a well-known brand not knowing its boundaries. Starbucks tried grilled cheese sandwiches and only succeeded in setting off smoke alarms in each of their stores. Then they turned to Starbucks music, and the baristas suddenly became more concerned with telling me about coffeehouse music artists than getting me what I asked for. Coffee! McPizza? Nobody's heading to the Golden Arches thinking of getting a large pizza with pepperoni. And now Coke has decided we want their signature beverage mixed with Starbucks' signature beverage. That's right, in case you've forgotten, Starbucks does coffee. Maybe you forgot that while you were ordering a double latte, no whipped cream, extra foam with a dust of cinnamon. By the way, a buddy of mine who does a national talk show noticed that someone ordering a drink at Starbucks sounds like a quarterback calling a play in a huddle. I digress. Coke, look at In-N-Out Burger. When you get in line at In-N-Out and you look at the menu, what do you see? Burgers, fries, drinks. That's it. And what do you know? People love it. This Coke and coffee thing is not going to work. Not at my house. It'll go down the road of new Coke from the 80s. And Coke will learn, once again, not to stray from your core success and not to mix things that really don't go together. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go have a snack. A Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Chocolate and peanut butter.